Kids are talking by the door. Dogs are sitting by the door.
Kids are talking by the door. Dogs are sitting by the door.
Kids are talking by the door. Dogs are sitting by the door.
This is Vibe Voice Podcast. I'm Sarah, and today we're diving into a debate every Swiftie has had at least once, which Taylor Swift era is the best. But don't tune out if you're not a Swiftie. This is really about how her eras mirror the chapters we all go through in life. With me are Jessica and Kate.
Hi, it's Jessica. And let me just say, asking me to pick one era is cruel. It's like asking me to pick my favorite dessert. You can't. Cake, cookies, ice cream, they all have their place.
I'm Kate, and I'll try to be the reasonable one here. Though honestly, I've seen Jessica at a concert. Reason leaves the building once Taylor starts a bridge.
Don't expose me like that! Okay, but yes, guilty. If All Too Well starts, I black out emotionally.
Same. I've seen her cry scream maple lattes in the 10-minute version.
Listen, that line deserves tears, okay?
This is what I mean. Swifties will defend a throwaway lyric like it's a constitutional right.
Anyway, back on track. Let's start with 1989. For me, that was her boldest move. Going full pop, owning it, and redefining herself completely. That's not just music, that's bravery.
And it was pure sparkle energy. The outfits, the lights, the guest stars. It felt like every show was its own little universe.
Even people who weren't fans knew those songs. Shake It Off was literally everywhere. I heard it once in a hardware store while buying light bulbs.
Iconic! Even your Home Depot trip had a soundtrack.
Then came Folklore. Total pivot. Stripped back, quiet, deep. It came when the world needed it most, when we all slowed down.
I still put on August when I want to feel like the main character in a bittersweet indie movie.
That's the thing! Folklore worked even for people who weren't fans. It was just beautiful storytelling.
And then Reputation. The comeback era. Snakes, leather, bass drops.
I nearly lost my voice at the tour, and that giant snake on stage, I swear it winked at me!
You imagined that.
No, I'm telling you, we made eye contact!
Okay, sure, Jessica. Anyway, the point is, each era is its own mood.
Exactly. 1989 is risk-taking. Folklore is reflection. Reputation is resilience. We all live those eras in different ways.
That's what makes it so fun. Taylor doesn't just drop albums, she builds worlds.
And that's why we want to ask, what's your era right now?
Sparkles, cardigans, or comebacks?
Whatever it is, own it. Because eras aren't just Taylor's, they're ours too.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. Share your era in the comments, tag us, or just yell it into the universe. We'll vibe with you.
Until next time,
stay sparkly,
stay cozy,
or
stay fierce.
And remember, no matter the era, you're not alone.
Unless it's the 10-minute All Too Well, then you're crying alone in your car.
And on that note, we'll see you next time.